It's time to learn about the music industry from the inside out. Welcome to Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop National Radio.
Yeah, y'all know what it is.
Get ready to hear today's newest stars of hip hop, rock, pop, R&B, gospel, and more.
That's it.
Welcome to Hip Hop National Radio. This your boy Poetic, and tonight I'm excited because we're getting ready to get into another topic tonight. And I'm gonna tell you like this, man. We're gonna get down into the subject tonight. We're talking about what most artists should know before entering the recording session. Okay, music artists is. Being a music artist today is not just being a typical person just going into the studio and being able to rant out a song and then walk out and feel that everything, your business is taken care of. Today, music artists have to step up their game and they have to be more smart about their business. You know, before anybody even press record, you need to be first educating yourself. And if you're not educating yourself, then you're going to be behind the eight ball and you're going to find yourself being taken advantage of. That's the starting point of tonight's show. Upcoming tonight, guys, in entertainment news, the good, the bad, and ugly, we're going to talk about this Ray Rice thing. I got a few calls today. Hopefully these can call in tonight again. When they wanted to talk about the Ray Rice issue. But that's coming up later, so y'all stay tuned. But before we get into all of that, let's cover the show like we always do, right here on Hip Hop National. Lord, thank you once again for allowing us to come together collectively as a community. Lord, we ask as we do communicate that every mind is mindful that it is you who have given us the gift to write, to create. Without you, we can't. It's not possible. So, Lord, in respect to you, we ask that they all be respectful to you, that they can learn something from what we're giving in value here to take it back into the marketplace and be able to use it so they can better take care of their families in this music industry. We pray this in Jesus' name as we pray. Amen. All right, guys. Like I said, we're going to be talking about, you know, what most artists should know before entering a studio. There are some things that's on my radar tonight, definitely as a checklist, is, and I'm just going to rant them off, and then we'll talk about it. We're going to talk about the business. The business is part of their copyright, making sure that they are protected. And that they have sent their copyright in the right place. We want to talk about, before they go into that session, that the paperwork is correct between them and the engineer. We want to talk about some of the things that they, when they get ready to leave, the checklist of what they're going to leave with as a final product and what to expect and what should they do next. All right, those are some of the things we're going to get into tonight. I'm going to start off with area code 909-350. State your name, where you're calling in from.
Hello, brother. I'm Isipiani Lockett of Motivational Realizations, calling to you from the biggest county within this country, San Bernardino County, Southern California.
I love Ifeanyi, man. Ifeanyi said, man, I'm going to be there tomorrow, brother. I'm going to be right there for you, man, tomorrow. And guess what? First one, first serve. I love it, brother. Thank
you,
Ifeanyi.
No problem, sir.
Thank you, man. Ifeanyi, tell us, man, what you think about the business here. What most artists should know before entering a recording studio. What, from your perspective, give me your take of what you think they should know in covering their bases before entering engagement into actually recording in any studio. You now have the floor.
Well, definitely. I would say, first and foremost, you got to make sure that you have a nice connection with that person, a nice vibe, that you guys see things to a certain perspective as far as the music, the sound that that you're trying to bring into the world, and does that line up with the skill sets that they have? Also, I would definitely say trust, you know. That's key, you know. Trust, you got to be able to, you know, you got to feel these people out and have to have a good connection. If there's no connection and it feels like it's forced, you're going to hear it in the end product where it doesn't flow properly because it's like two conflicting ideas trying to meld as one and it just doesn't pan out that way. And then as far as what you were saying about the contract, it's like, yeah, you have to, any paperwork you sign, you got to pay attention to the details. So I tell people, you know, I just have a friend. His name's Halloween. He's actually been offered a contract where they want to give him like $60,000 for three albums, you know. And right now he's in a position where he doesn't, you know, he doesn't have a lot, so that's appetizing. But it's like, bro, it's like $60,000 for three albums. Say they drop an album a year, you could literally work and make more money. You know what I mean? Working a part-time job, you know, you probably could make more money than that in a year, or, you know, working 10 hours an hour, 40 hours a week. You could make more than that, you know? But you are following your passions, but they get to keep 100% of the, you know, they keep your masters. It's like they take everything, you know, and they, your promotional stuff is all coming through them. So I'm more of the camp, I love the motto of Master P. I just cannot lie. I love that motto about let's build it ourselves, you know, make our own distribution center, cultivate our own engineers, and just all in-house, you know, and just hustle and grind, you know. That's it. That's the way I see it, man. Hopefully that answered your question, brother. I'm sorry.
All right. No problem. I appreciate that. I want to offer all callers who's calling in, those who are listening by their computer, to call in at 213-559-2995. By pressing the number one, that let us know that you like to engage in tonight's topic. And tonight we'll talk about what most artists should know before entering a recording session. I'm going to go to my boy Raw Dog. Raw Dog, what's your thoughts? Viviani, if you want to glaze back over what he just said, or you want to introduce something new to us, what you think they should know. You now have the floor, sir.
Well, you know, you started it off, but you've got it kind of twisted. You started the path.
No.
Listen.
He's going to jump on
Listen. Not Ifeani, but you poetic. You got it.
See,
here's something. Now let's take it in baby steps, okay? Because they don't know. They have no idea, okay? When they're going into a studio to do the recording, you know, one is that who is producing this? You know, you can hire an engineer to run their equipment, but you have to realize that you're paying for knobs to be turned to record. Okay?
True.
You know, now being inside the box, you're the artist, so you're thinking you're doing your best. You know, everything is sounding right that you're putting out, you know, the pitch, what have you, this and that and the other. So when you go into the studio, you're either, if you're on a slim budget, you're going to do an hour, 2 hours, and you're out, and that's all that's going to be done. The button's been pushed, you've been recorded. Well, you're not hiring the individual to edit or any of those things. That's an additional cost. And when we talk about, you know, the artist going in, you know, that's like the blind leading the blind, because unless they are a technician, an engineer that knows what they're trying to achieve out of the equipment, you know, I would say 90% of the people that go in as an independent like that make very little money, okay? You need a producer, irregardless of what anybody thinks. You need that third head to say, no, you're off.
Okay, wait.
Can I finish? Don't cut me off for a second.
Because you can't go in there by yourself and hire
someone to produce you.
Go
on a salary and not a commitment in the endeavor. Okay. See, there's the catch to it. If I would have let you cut in, you wouldn't have heard the last little tidbit, which is that you have to have interested parties that are going to have some point of control in what you're doing. And if you don't have that, guess what? You're going to get like 90% that go and pay that money to record. You're going to get something that's not going to go anywhere.
Right on. And yes. I totally agree with you. I'm not.
Yeah, but see, you said I got it wrong.
The first thing they want to do before entering even into that studio is to protect their intellectual property.
Oh, wait a minute now. Hold it. The word studio means
yes,
a business. You're talking about a reputable recording studio.
When you sign the contract with them,
when you sign the contract, there is a commitment from them of privacy.
Yes.
For what you're
confidentiality.
Yes.
Okay,
so the first point of everything is one, an investigative point
of your homework.
Who you're dealing with.
Yeah.
Well, do your homework. I gotta admit with that. But let's bring in 973592 real quick, because they want to engage, and then we make it just a topic of discussion.
Oh, get it off you.
I love
We're waiting for your medication to kick in, so get it off you. Click like that.
We're going to have some fun in here today, I can tell.
973592, you not got the floor.
Stay real quick.
Go ahead, my man.
Yo, good evening, gentlemen. Can y'all hear me well?
Yes, we can.
Yes, sir. Who is this and where you calling in from?
Yeah, this is an old timer of the show. I haven't been on for a minute because I've been busy working on a few projects, actually. This is Megan the Man. How y'all doing?
Megan, welcome.
Hello.
What's up, Raw Dog?
Yeah,
we got Ifeani on deck with us, too, Megan the Man.
Hello, sir. Nice to meet you, man.
How you doing, my brother? Yeah. How you doing to all you listeners out there or whatever? Yeah, man, this is an extremely good topic. I was hearing a lot of good things, and one of as far as the brother that I just introduced, I'm sorry, I'm not very, very, very good with names until I listen to them enough.
That's Raw Dog,
and Ifeani. I was just talking to make sure that you work together well and all that. It's always good, and wanted to make sure that y'all got some type of good chemistry or whatnot, you know?
Yeah.
Because like I've dealt with sessions and one that where, you know, I'm in, I got them in the box and they just don't want to listen. Like step a little closer to the mic or, you know what I mean, or you know, or don't speak as loud or you know what I'm saying. Try to talk away from the mic so this way they don't, you know what I mean. So that's when there wouldn't be no pop and hiss in it. You know what I mean.
That brings up an excellent point. They have to, when they step in there, they have to step in there with an open heart and mind, being willing to be coached and learned. Because, for most of them stepping in there the first time, it's a brand new adventure, a brand new destination, a brand new path that they're walking into. And they have to understand that there is wisdom available. People that hone their crafts as engineers, they put many of times, if not years, into that craft. And they do have things of that are worth, they do have knowledge that they can impart into them. So that's one thing, is they have to be able to listen. I would definitely say that's key as well.
But see, now what you're doing then is that you're increasing the amount you're going to be paying in the studio. You see, now, yesterday we did the show on audio engineers and what they do. Now, when you go into a studio and you're renting that space or you're paying for that space, you're getting an engineer who is going to operate the equipment. That it doesn't mean very much. That doesn't mean very much. When I said an artist should not go in without someone that believes and is producing them and has heard their talents and knows their strengths and can tell them about their weaknesses. Because, you see, just like Megaloman said, he's had people in the box recording and what have you, and they don't listen. Now, as someone going into the studio, guess what? The audio recording person might make a suggestion, but if he gets an attitude, it's over. He's only paid to push the buttons. See, you know, if you're a little off pitch and what have you, if you think you're on pitch and what have you, it's okay. I just got to get my check and get home to my family because they're independent. They have nothing other than getting paid by the hour. So when you go into the studio, you're going to have that producer or that advisor that's on your team that you respect that can tell you, and that you have to be open-minded enough to hear and to adapt. All studios aren't the same. They have different little nuances that from each other. So the person that is producing you, that is that guy that's sitting by the engineer that you hired, can tell him at that point, can you have him redo that? Can you have him do that? And then they can be the in-between and say, hey, the mic, you're not sounding correct, or you're too close, or you're too far away. You know, see, these things are, you often wonder why when you see major productions that there is a conductor.
Mm.
And see, the conductor is the producer. And, you know, let's just get it, you know, what you really, really need. And then, guess what? After you go and rent the studio time, you're going to have it mixed or enhanced. Like we were talking yesterday, a gentleman had dealt with Chris Brown and Beyonce and another artist on their music. And you don't give away the secrets of the additional programs that you can use to enhance or warm their voice or even put strength behind their voice. There's so many different filters that you're going to get what you pay for, and if you don't have the knowledge, and remember, the artist is inside the box. They don't know how far their voice could be expanded or how warm their voice can be changed, or how their voice can be doubled, you know, or even their voice turns into a choir. You know, they have no idea. And so when you say one side of it, the artist, this is why different recording businesses, or let's just say the music industry, the labels, they charge that amount of money. Because they have those people on staff, and this is the issue behind going and getting signed with a label, and the point of an independent artist.
The resources.
Yeah, the independent artist has to have a lot of fat on his head. He's got to know the technology somewhat. He's got to know what he's trying to do with his song and the expression that he wants to have come out of his vocals in the song. But he's got to have that ear that's going to...
Or if he don't know, he needs the producer. He needs somebody on his team that can guide him to those points.
He's got to have somebody separate than himself because, remember, he's inside the box. His creativity, he's going to try to give you his 100%.
But on average, most of them are. But not all of them.
It's never all.
Let's put it like this, 90%.
The majority. I agree with that. I agree with the majority. The thing that I'm hearing that I would definitely recommend to people is instead of renting the engineer, find one that's in school right now and you know, get them under the fold. Get them a part of your team where you have someone that's committed to the projects that will tell you the truth. And you know what I mean? Like, get them into the fold, you know what I mean, instead of have – and build around them, make, you know, bring other artists to him to make money off of them. But he's also, you know, attached to you, and he's always going to be working on the in-house projects, but he can use the other people's projects as test projects, you know what I mean?
No, or, you're right. You know what? But you know what you also have to say? This is a business, and he's going to have to be cut in for a piece of the pie.
Yes, definitely.
See, if he has an interest, an economic interest coming out, he can then put his all into what he's doing for you, because everybody's getting a good share. You can't just weasel him down. You got to give him a good share.
Fair. Go fair. Be fair, man. It's enough for everybody.
Exactly. And then what you have is a team. Yes. A team that's going to cover each other's back and put them to the best that they can do. And because in this world, you know, all of us have gone through being a child and growing up. You know, we realize some things we can do by ourselves. But you know what? I have never seen a big project done by one person. I've seen many, and they take pride because they got paid. You know, and the music industry is no different. You know, but artists have a tendency to be greedy. You know,
it's just the nature of man. I think it's just ingrained in the nature of man to be greedy like that, and they have to resist that. They have to resist that.
Okay, you know what? Now I'm going to say this to you. I didn't grow up greedy. I understood the point of sharing. I understood if I wanted to get into the music circle that I was only going to be as strong as the weakest one in the group. So I always had money to pay the individuals so that I could shine. You see, the thing about it is like, you know, it's like everybody that is in the music industry, they have a passion because that's why they put in all that time and studying and practicing and the rehearsal and all of those things. So there's a dedication. But there's also an allegiance that's formed by getting paid. Okay?
Yeah.
I mean, you could call a guy up in the middle of the night, and if you were a good payer, he'll say, hey, I'll drop everything I'm doing, and I'll be there.
True.
You know? And you've got to realize that this is a job. This is a business. You know, to make it thrive, everybody's got to be on stage smiling. You can't have a guy up there that's hungry and got a headache and they're foreclosing on his house and they just picked up his car and expect to get the best out of him. It's just hard to do.
That's the truth.
You know, when we look at it and we understand it, is renting studio time as an artist the way to go? Or is it aligning yourself with a musical organization that someone is trying to be an engineer and owning the equipment but hasn't got the status, and, you know, where's the music coming from? Is it a point that you need to align yourself with those that are the beat makers, the composers, that so that you have a strong union and you have the time to make that production all it can be? Because the big guys, they don't go in the studio and in an hour it's over. You know, I've heard that lie, but I have never seen that lie.
I hear you.
You know, so yeah, I just ask those questions because I think it's a myth when they put that, oh yeah, he just did it right in the hour and a half. I think he came back to it at some time and changed something and added something, you know?
You
know, it's a point to understand this is a business. And in a business, there are tools. How many artists know what tools can enhance their voice, what tools that they might want to be used on their vocals. See, it becomes...
That is something. That's great. That's a great thing to put on your checklist. So you'll know.
Yeah, but wait a minute. They can be applied incorrectly.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is it's a good thing to put on your checklist of the filters that you see and learn and educate yourself on different types of filters that's available that have different effects on your voice. Even if you can't if you can't do it, then you can get the engineer and say, hey, are you familiar with this filter? Get a producer who familiar with the filter who
but you're wrong.
Regulate. I'm not.
But you're wrong. No, wait a minute.
I'm wrong.
Listen. We can tell
you're the man.
That you have not produced anyone. Because I'll tell you what, those filters have to be applied with love. And that sounds strange, but there's a touch to them. You know, how far do you tweak it? What is it you're trying to get at off of that vocal at that point? So it's an in and out. It's the way you made it sound.
That's why I said point to the professional who can get it done.
There's where you got to be paying him to get the love from him.
That's the whole purpose. That's the whole purpose of the program.
And let me just chime in with this. In this forum, you know, it's not about everybody's going to have their own perspective on how we see the world and the things we know. And the key thing is if you don't know, go out there and try to learn. If you don't have the time to go and learn, you got to go and connect with someone that has that knowledge that can help spur you and point you in the right direction. You know, and a lot of times when people are getting, you know, you already know, a lot of times people are going in this with just pennies on the dollar, you know, and I'm trying to make something happen. So when you come in with that approach, you're going to really have to use your noodle. You're really going to have to use your mind because you're going to have to learn how to do multiple things. You're going to have to learn how to do, until you get into a position where you can pay somebody to do it, then that's fine. But until then, you're going to have to learn. So, like, I agree with Brother Al, it's like you have to do your homework, regardless of if you got the money to pay for it or not. You still need to be doing your homework because, you know, people running game all the time. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but now here's the catch. I'm an audio technician, engineer. Mm-hmm. And
but you're only speaking on the audio part right now.
No. But listen. Last night's show, another audio engineer agreed also with the point of when I called it magic. The tricks are not to be told, they're sold. Now, you remember that.
What I'm saying is you're only talking about audio perspective. Take care of your business.
It's just like your car. You can read the manual, but your car has idiosyncrasies that only you will know because you drive it.
The car. I hear it.
I'm telling you the same thing about all these plug-ins. You can read, but they don't work like that.
The show is not only about these plug-ins. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
No. We established last night that there is no one that does not get the plug-ins or what have you added to their vocal arrangement. We told you that last night. Now, I don't know where you were or your medication hadn't kicked in, but we did say that last night, didn't we?
Well, let's keep it on the up and up, and let's keep it on the right vibe. You know what I mean? And this is trying to help bring wisdom and knowledge and understanding to those that are listening that want to walk down that path. You know, we don't want to bring any more confusion into a world that's already filled with that. You know what I mean?
But it's not confusion. What it is understanding, and then it's saying, to walk in and pay for studio time, and you have read, but you haven't experienced.
No, I totally hear what you're saying. You're going to learn. It's like you're in a simulator about driving a car, and then when you're actually on the road driving a car. Yeah, it's night and day because in the simulator, your life ain't at risk. And it's the same kind of thing that I understand that you're saying. Until you get, you know, your feet wet, until you invest time into it, you're not going to know all the, like you said, idiosyncrasies of whatever program they may be using versus someone that's their craft or that's their specific skill set. They've invested a lot of time into that, so they are very aware of the limitations of the equipment or how far the equipment can be pushed, you know. So I totally understand what you're saying, and I agree with that. But at the same time, on the same hand, it's like you have to start somewhere, you know. And so I don't want people to be like, well, this is what I want to do, but I'm scared because I don't know anything about engineering. You're going to have to – sometimes you're going to have to bump your head a little. The whole thing of this show is trying to get rid of some of those head knocks, but, you know, we learn more through experience, you know, and sometimes you have to bump your head, but in those bumps, make sure you learn why you bumped your head and make sure not to do it again, you know. You don't want to do it again. Just learn, though, you know, take a few steps, and we're all going to make some mistakes, but keep pressing forward, you know, keep pressing forward. And
But see, there's the catch. Where do you start? You start on the novice amateur level with someone that you're going to record with. In other words, you're practicing.
Yes.
Okay, so therefore you're sitting relatively close to that person that's working the board. Now, when you said programs, there are different plugins for different programs. They have different names. They might do the same thing, but unless you recognize the name in the program, it could twist you. You know, it could really twist everything that you're looking for because you're looking under one name and they've got it under their name in their program. And I've seen that to be true because there's Reasons is a program and they've got what they call Rewire. And the Rewire, you turn the equipment around and plug the wires in and what have you, it's real weird. So when I say to the artist, there is a beginning point before you start spending your money going to a studio, you find another novice that is trying to do some things and it will probably be in a more private setting rather than the studio with the booth and what have you, but it's an adequate stepping stone in learning before you spend your money.
Yes.
Going out here and trying to compete in the music industry, the things that you might know, because you could take that guy with you that you started with and take him into that studio because they work on the same basic principles. You can ask what programs they're using, and then you can select the studio because your person knows how to work their program. And then that person that's the engineer can ask those questions. Well, okay, I'm going to need some things on the vocals. Do you have these in your operating system that I can use in this recording? See, now there's where they always say two heads are better than one, the team. Because if you're the artist, you're in one side of the box. The engineer isn't necessarily trying to be an artist. It's the way that, just like if you had a car, you might try to fix it, but you're going to find a mechanic that knows how to fix it.
Yeah.
So you can get on going in the direction you're trying to go. You just want to drive the car. He wanted to learn how to fix it. He's the one. So when we talk to these young artists,
I'm going to have to take it to a break. And when we come back, I want to talk about what the show is about tonight. And tonight's show is about the business of the doing your business and taking care of your due diligence and the things
that's
that you
need to take
care of. That's
not what it's about. It's about what artists need to know.
Before a recording session.
Okay.
Before
so that's not
a recording session. Rodal, please listen. Please. The show tonight is talking about your split sheet, making sure you got your business right with your team, anybody who you're going in there recording with, those people who are your producers, those who are if there, a producer is on the track and he's also orchestrating that track, that you guys got an understanding before going into the studio. So by time when you finish with this product, the business is complete with you guys and understanding on how you're going to take it to the next level after the recording session. It's not just about the audio. The audio is very important. But the whole show is not about audio.
All right, well, let's take that break and let's refresh and let's have at it once we get back on the other side.
All right. You're listening to Hip Hop National Radio. We'll be back in just a moment. Y'all stay with us. And guys, if you guys are listening in by your computer or by phone, please call in at 213-559-2995. Again, it's 213-559-2995. We'll be back in just a moment. Stay with us. I'm sorry, having some technical difficulties, but we'll be back in just a moment. Y'all stay with us.
It's time to play. You're ready to go. Ready to go. Radio promo right here on Hip Hop National Radio. That's right. Hip Hop National Radio will help you get the word out about your business, your music, or music products. Starting as low as $15 a spot. We aim to meet your advertising needs. We do viral marketing, website development, website hosting, internet audio presentation, voiceovers, professional beat production, publicity, radio and record promotion, consulting, corporate identities, event planning and promoting, printing, graphic design, CD pressing and duplication, voice on home, radio commercial production, TV commercial production, video production, call conversion, contracts and more. For more details, log on now to www.hiphopnationalradio.com or call 877-580-8555. That's 877-580-8555.
Hey, everybody, this is Dino Madeline.
Forever Memory Blankets is your only stop when thinking of memory items created from photos. Forever Memory Blankets creates blankets, pillows, bed covers, T-shirts, and so much more. Remember, all we need is an ordinary photo. FMB has done great work for Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., Oprah Winfrey, Music Soul Child, NBA All-Star Dwayne Wade. Forever Memory Blankets is doing it up for all of the stars, from Slim Thug to Bun B, and we cannot forget about our main man, Snoop Dogg. All you have to do is contact us today at www.fmblankets.com or call 469-893-0706. That's 469-893-0706, where we're taking ordinary to extraordinary.
This station is a member of BOB, Band of Online Broadcasters, powered by Cloud Radio.
All right, you're listening to Hip Hop National Radio. This is your boy Poetic, and tonight we're talking about what most artists should know before entering into the recording session. And before we went to the break, I wanted to talk about the split sheet. The job, when you got a whole group, let's say you guys all wrote a verse on the song, and one of you guys made the music. The question is it the copyright equally supposed to be split among each other, or should the person who produced the music as well as wrote his first verse, should he get a higher percentage of the royalty? Now, you have to make that decision among yourselves. And the question is, what do you guys think, Ifeani? You now have the floor?
Me personally, I think it all depends on the relationship you have and it, the team you built. Me personally, I feel like, yes, I feel like they can, because if they put the verse on there and they made the beat as well, I mean, I definitely feel like they should get it. I would say treat the beat like as another member, and that cut that would go to, treat it like it was another member. And so if it was five people on the beat, cut the money up into six slices. The guy, everybody gets a piece for their verse, and the guy that makes a beat gets that other piece because he made the beat. That's the way I see it, though. That's to me. That's
the other percent. And don't get me wrong. It's something that you guys got to come. Artists have to come into agreement with one another. There is no particular formula that says it's got to be this way. It's just something that you need to divide up between each other, knowing how you're going to slice this pie. So later on in the long term, that there is no issue. Megan Thee Man, what's your thoughts?
Yeah, man, get it in writing.
I hear you. Get it in writing, though.
You know what I mean? When you start allocating them points, you get them points, like you say, six royalty points or whatever, man, and you got to make sure that they're split up property because they don't run down the line. Because what I found out, like, normally with groups, I don't know, for some strange reason, they always seem to split up. I don't know if it's because of the fact of jealousy or whatever, but I noticed, like, a lot of groups, like, from, you know, the Temptations and everything else, like, groups, they just eventually split up for some reason.
Eventually, I don't know what group that really just lasted solidly as the original members.
Right. That's exactly what I'm saying. So, I mean, yeah, if you want to split it up and whatnot, I mean, you could write it in, you know, Blood Buddies and all that other stuff, but get it in writing. That's what I was saying. To anybody that's listening out there, man, if you're going to allocate them points, you better get somebody to draft up a contract and whatnot so y'all can get your proper publishing, your proper royalties and whatnot, you know what I mean? Because all it takes is somebody to feel that they're getting more glow or you getting more glow than they're getting, and y'all going to have a problem later on.
True.
That's just my opinion. No, it's not just an opinion. It's a fact.
Like, we've seen that play out too often to deny it. I would definitely, like, you're telling the truth, man. You got to make sure you're coming in with like-minded people. I mean, honestly, I would just say everybody is equal. That's the way I see it because it's just like it's enough for everybody, you know, because the engineer when he's making that beat, but when the beat maker's at home burning the midnight oil, making the lyrics, and then you might have the manager or another artist that's out here connecting all the stages, doing, you know, getting events for you to, you know, to, as long as everybody's pulling their weight and does their part and is 110% committed or 210% committed, I definitely see it as equal. No piece is greater than the whole. Without the artists, the beats might be good, but if ain't nobody spending on them, it's just, I mean, you making classical music. I love classical music, but you're not going to make it into the hip-hop world with that. And vice versa, if you have an artist that's really dope, but, you know, you have no music, I mean, you might be over here at one of these poetry events with me, you know what I mean? And you still can make root that way, but you're not going to be in the hip-hop world, or the music world, I should say.
Mm-hmm. Now, also, I wanted to touch bases to you guys. How important do you guys think the copyright is in all of this? Because originally, don't get me wrong, your music is already copyrighted from the point that you, literally create the product.
Yes.
Legally, it's supposed to be that way. However, the Copyright Office cannot step in on your behalf to say that they are associated with you registering the product. So they can't step in as a, you know, a secondary to say, that he registered this such and such on such and such date, and we do have proof that this is before the date of the other publication that was released. So how important to you guys is the copyright before walking into that door? Because don't get me wrong, sometimes, as I was stating before, you may have an engineer. Let's just say y'all did it at a home recording studio, okay? You came up with the song, Megan Thee Man, and you wanted to hook up with Ifeanyi. Y'all just met, and then I just met with you guys, and I'm the one behind the bells and the whistles, and you guys bring it to me, and I both know that you guys are green. But you come up with the next track, and all of a sudden, my connections say, wow, man, this is the next hot song. Mm-hmm. I get greedy. And step out beyond you guys because I got the recording. Let's say you didn't protect yourself. What could be the calamity behind that?
It could be a lot of, well, this is making a man again. There could be a lot of calamity behind that one.
Yeah.
I myself, when I started out as a recording artist, and, you know, I was kind of blindsided or really didn't know what I was getting into. All I thought it was basically about was just going in there, ripping up the mic, and, you know, that was that. You know what I'm saying? But what was happening was that the producer that I was working with, he was shopping the material and everything else, and I went in there with, you know, no copyrights, no nothing or whatever, and I ended up losing my material, and he ended up getting the publishing for it.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
I hear you.
Well, you put a production and everything else. That's why it's important that you, you know, somebody stated before that, you know, you do your homework, you know what I'm saying, and make sure that you get these things in writing. Take the opportunity, the artist, to either get
registered. You're telling me you felt the first hand of somebody being shysty with you.
Oh, yeah, no doubt about it. They went and gave, like me being unclear, I sat down and helped them actually, help the producer actually come up with the concept of the beat. Then I'm hearing another rapper, like, I heard another rapper with the same beat. Like, you know what I'm saying, with the same, like, I came up with the melody for the beat and everything, so I was supposed to get, like, co-production and whatnot, you know what I'm saying, co-production and whatnot with the producer that I was working with, because I came up with the concept for the beat. He was just there with the hands-on to, you know what I mean,
yeah,
actually
orchestrated. I hear you.
Orchestrated to put the beat together. And now he done sold the beat to somebody else. And then, like, you know what I'm saying, he's shopping my material and blowing up off of my material, and I'm pushed out of the game completely.
I hear you.
You know what I'm saying? He was just using me as a, I guess, let me look how I did the track on this one. You know what I mean? It wasn't even like he was shopping me, so to speak. He was shopping his
work.
Himself. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, he was shopping himself. So, like, just like I said, it's important that you artists take the opportunity. I believe that you can go to BMI. You can get registered with BMI for free. I think ASCAP, there's a little fee and whatnot for it and whatnot, but get your material copyrighted. Make sure that you got your material copyrighted.
ASCAP, let's get that right. ASCAP, BMI, and CSAC, they work on your behalf as in the sense of so you can get paid. Now, your copyrights you've got to go down to the USPTO, United States Post Office Trademark Office.
You're right. You register too, so this way you like say like.
You definitely want to register, that's how you get your publishing.
If they end up playing your music on the radio, you're not going to get no royalties for it either.
Cover all your bases.
Get your paperwork together, do your homework, and know what you're stepping into. You know what I mean?
And it's music,
they call it business music. Because at the end of the day, it's business before the music. I mean, music is the heart of the actual business, but business got to come first before the music.
Yeah, that's the truth. Yeah. Because I was just talking to my friend. She's the owner of Luxury Extensions out here in Southern California. And I was just telling her, like, you know, the business side, you could literally, I mean, you guys probably feel the same way. You could probably literally throw a rock out your window right now, and it'll land on somebody talented. But ultimately, you got to have that business side of things to orchestrate it to make money off of it. It's like the talent is readily available. It's about those who can connect to actually make the money flow, make it flow, make it where it actually makes money for you, not just I'm just rocking the stages and, you know, on the strength. And that's fun, too. But ultimately, if you want to make a living out of this, you got to make some money to make a living. You know what I mean? And the business is definitely, you know, that's the very important, like you said, if not the most important side of things, is the business. And then to key in on that, I'm saying to the people out here, listen, it's important to educate yourself. Because for some of these people that want to rap, you don't even know how to read. You know how the hell, you know what I mean? Like, dude, you got to educate yourself. Learn these things. Expand your horizons. You have to be a learned mind because there's people out here that will take you for everything and with no hesitation. Not everybody's a good-hearted person. You know what I mean? Not everybody is a fair person. You know, so you have to do your homework to know how to protect yourself, what basis to cover, and how to approach this, you know? So I would definitely say education and business.
I'll say this. I'll say this. Your registration of your copyright is just like when you're driving a car, it's almost like getting insurance for that car. You know, to be honest with you, you're paying for your insurance, you pay for the insurance, and nothing happened.
Mm-hmm.
But all of a sudden, you get into an accident. Now you're covered. It's the same thing with the insurance. I'm saying I'm registering your copyright. Yeah, nothing may happen. Nothing may happen for many, many years.
But
and
if it does, you're safe. Yeah.
All of a sudden, somebody that took a riff from your music, something they done took a bar, or they done did something.
They robbing Victor.
They made big money on it. Exactly. And they done made big money.
So, yeah, they robbing Victor. You know what I mean?
Wow.
No, they're out there, man. You're telling the truth. And not only in music, this is in every aspect of your life, like you're saying. In every aspect of your life, you have to be aware of the risks that are in any arena that you plant seeds in. You have to be aware of those risks. And you have to seek to protect yourself, especially if you're someone that has a family and people are relying on you to eat. You know, you definitely want to make sure you have your bases, you know, because you don't want your girl or your mom's baby mom's looking at you, like, you know, baby crying, and you know you don't want all that chaos, you know. So yeah, be wise and protect yourself, man. Cover the bases, and hopefully, Lord willing, nothing will ever happen. But like you said, if it does arise, at least you know you're protected.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Because if you just like paperwork is like one of the most important things that you have to do to cover yourself as an artist and making sure that you know what you're stepping into before you step into a booth or step into a box, you know what I'm saying? And even like if you got a producer and whatnot in there, if you're getting the beats by lease, you know what I mean? Leasing, like if you're leasing a track and stuff like that, that means they can sell a beat over and over and over again until you buy the exclusive rights and whatnot to it. And then once you got to see what the agreement is with the exclusive rights, is they getting the control of the publishing? It's just, you got to do your homework with this. You got to do your homework with this, or you'll easily be taken. You got to understand that this industry, man, is full of it's full of snakes, man.
I believe.
Hey, let's go here for a second. Suppose you walk into the studio, boom, y'all got your nice beats going, but y'all wanted to change the pace up a little bit, so you needed to bring in a nice bass guitarist or somebody who, a lead guitarist who could actually come in and add a little funk to the momentum of your thing. But you didn't plan it out at first, and then you and the producer, y'all get together and say, okay, we need to bring in us a nice lead guitarist. Okay, we bring in the lead guitarist. He was not a part of the original formula, but he comes in, and he lays down a track. No, nothing other than y'all came in, he came in, and he said, y'all pulled him in inclusive to this track. Then he create this nice, awesome melody. Now, do he own that melody? Or what should be in place just to keep him out of the ownership, his hands getting in that pie?
I would say if he laid down that riff and he's being an asset to what you're doing, let his hand get into the pot, because if you got an artist that he's bringing something special, something unique to what y'all are doing, I definitely feel like he should get his fair share. It's like someone that's starting a job just because they weren't there when the building was erected and when the job first initially started, they came in 3 years down the line, but they working at the job. So I definitely feel like they should be paid accordingly, me personally.
Yeah, on a humanitarian side, I agree with you. But on the business side,
I agree with that too. I mean, he should get part of the publishing or some of the production credit. He got to get part of the production credits, man.
All right.
Part of the work.
Okay. I won't argue with you guys because I do agree with you morally. That is correct. Business wise, there are many times they have brought people in on the recording session just to come in and put some spice on it and actually they have led them, but when they were leading them, all of a sudden they took control and they started doing their thing. But it was a chic place, which is called a work for hire. Are you familiar with that?
Yeah.
A work for a hire agreement.
Yeah,
like
yeah,
an
yeah.
That's contractor almost.
They just get paid and they keep
so,
it moving.
Yeah, yeah.
So in other words, they get paid right there, right
yeah.
then on the spot, and yeah. they have no ties to the track. In some agreements, they say, hey, if I do this, I want credit on the album.
I hear yeah. you. To get the word out, get the name out.
You know,
and like,
so,
I understand what
you're
saying. I'm not
saying that's the way of doing business. I'm just saying that's the part of the business.
No, I totally hear what you're saying, and true, you have to look at that big picture, because if like you said, if you just need them to come in to spice up two or three tracks and you don't see any future benefit in what he does, then, yeah, you might want to pay him off right there. But if the guy is bringing something unique, something that's just elevating your whole sound where it's making it such a unique sound, then I say you might want to get him in the fold. But, you know, each situation is going to be unique. Each situation is going to be a unique situation, and you have to play it by ear, you know. But I would say if it's someone that brings something that elevates your music to another level, and you guys got good chemistry, I say bring him into the fold, because if you let him go, he's just going to be doing that same magic on the next person, and they might shoot straight up to the top. And when you had him and you didn't want to treat him right, then there's your opportunity, you know. But if he's just coming in, you hired him as like a little independent contractor, we just need you to play a riff on three tracks real quick and just pay you off like that, then, hey, if he's happy and you're happy, then it's a win-win.
Get it in writing.
I hear you. Everything. You have that stenographer ready. You know, we need to, like the Dave Chappelle thing, you have that stenographer on your back typing up everything, you know.
Hold up.
Well, I want to say this though. Okay, how about earlier we were talking about copyrights. Are you guys familiar what form you should file when you're doing that copyright?
Brother, I'm not super familiar with everything in it, man. I bumped my head so many times. I'm actually kind of like, I'm getting back into the music game because I meet all these artists and all these people I know, they're just she's bringing them to me and they're looking for me to help promote them and put structure around them. But what I do, my heart, I do poetry, I rap and everything too, but I'm jumping on these stages,
oh, yeah,
doing poetry, getting ready to do.
I see your poetry, you fly on it. Real good.
Oh, thank you, brother. And I'm in the process of getting ready to put a book out here. So I'm just trying to, the angle that I'm looking at is doing my homework on taking this self-publishing route, because I've been hearing nightmares about, I guess the music industry and the book industry is the same, where people is just getting pimped out their money, where, you know, they getting 10% off their books, and Google Books or whatever is getting 90% of the, you know, getting most of the money, you know. Like, I don't want to go that route. I'd rather just print me up 100 books and hustle them my damn self, you know what I mean? At least I know where the money is going.
Out. Yeah. That's that middleman. Cut that middleman out.
Trim the fat.
Well, that's what the independent state of mind is all about, you know.
So I hear you.
Yeah, but I know there's several different forms that need to be sent out that got to go out to Washington, though. But I can't really exactly name them my name, and I'm not going to sit up here and try to make them my name.
I can give you a few. Definitely, just a tidbit. You're gonna need to file yourself a PA form, and then that's a performing arts form. And after you've done that, and you've done, that's why I said when you go in before going into that recording session, that's before the music has been created. Typically.
Yeah.
Sometimes you might have created your own music, like as in the sense of that producer, songwriter. He may have done his own thing, and all he needs to do is get into a studio of a higher quality, of a higher standard, and turn out a good product. But you wanna go ahead and copyright your music on what they call a PA form. And then afterwards, you've got, done the recording. You've got all the people who does what, and each person, each member, the vocalist. You got the guitar. You got the guitarist. You got the pianist. You have all the people, your parts, different various parts of the people who actually played on the track. Then they get an SR form. Then you have to file another one called an SR form for the sound recording.
All right.
Okay. So, and then beyond that, it's at that time, guys. I want y'all guys to stick around. I wanted to talk about entertainment news, the good, the bad, the ugly. And at the top of tonight's topic is Ray Rice. So when we get back, I want to definitely speak on that. But before we go to the break, I want to tell all those who are listening in to, that you need to go to www.hiphopnational.com and become a part of our program, upload the music. We want to hear from you. We want to hear your music, and we want to keep it going right here on the program. So y'all stay tuned. Keep it locked. Keep it loaded. We'll be back in a moment.
Okay, let's see if you're ready to promote your record. Hot music production? Check. Artwork and artist bio ready? Check. Advertising, marketing, and promotion. Let's begin. Start your buzz right here on Hip Hop National Radio. We're more than just radio. We have an exclusive magazine, a national flyer buddy system, an exclusive artist interview line, and we educate you on the way. And if you're ready, email us your MP3s today to mymp3@hiphopnational.com. Be sure to include the artist name, song title, and contact phone number. And after you email us, give us a call at 877-580-8555. That's 877-580-8555. Hip Hop National Radio, your platform for advertising, marketing, and promotion. Start advertising right here, right now, on Hip Hop National Radio. We're on standby. Email us and give us a call.
Forever Memory Blankets, the place where you can turn your photo into a masterpiece. If you want to live like the stars, then here's your key. These are one-of-a-kind creations. Our portfolio includes Dwayne Wade, Music, Slim Thug, Teresa Budon, Bun B, and so much more. All you have to do is log on to www.fmblankets.com. That's www.fmblankets.com. Or you can call 214-403-1524. That number again is 214-403-1524. And tell them Hip Hop National Radio told you to give them a call. Hip Hop National Radio has changed its hours of operation to better serve you. We are now on from 5 p.m. on the West Coast, 6 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, and 8 p.m. on the East Coast. With this new exciting change also comes new and exciting opportunities. So look out and look for what's in store for you. That's right, Hip Hop National Radio is looking out for you, our listening audience. We will be giving away gift cards, prizes, and more. So tune in now for your chance to win, to join us in our chat room. Log on now to blogtalkradio.com/hiphopnationalradio. To listen in by phone, dial 213-559-2995. That number again is 213-559-2995. Loyalty is royalty. And remember, you cannot win if you're not locked in and listening. We're Hip Hop National Radio, your music industry information resource provider.
All right, you're listening to Hip Hop National Radio. Tonight we are talking about what most artists should know before entering into the studio, into a recording session. And I'm telling you guys, we've been putting it down. And right now we're going to take a slight break, and we're going to go into talking about in entertainment news, the good, the bad, the ugly. I'm going to go to my boy Ifeanyi. Ifeanyi, talk to me about what you know about what's going on with Janae. She's, from what I understand, that Janae Palmer has finally broke her silence. to talk about what had happened in that elevator. And she's actually blaming the media because she feels that the media has interrupted their lives by getting involved, and now it's all turned into a nightmare. What's your thoughts, sir?
Well, yeah, I did hear that on the news how they feel like they're reliving something that they want to they don't want to relive. They want to keep that in the past. They want to move forward. I would say, I mean, to me, it's a lot of angles to look at this story at. You can look at it at a man makes a mistake, and yet a woman still stands by his side, even though, you know, she has been under his hand. It could show you the strength of a love of a loving woman. You also could look at it from the angle I prefer to look at it is how you can let your anger blind you, and this one act you can literally throw away everything that you've worked so hard to achieve by allowing anger to blind you and to react out of anger, you know, out of frustration and anger. How in one swing you can lose everything. Yeah, he still has money, and he eventually will be back in the league. I mean, he's a quality running back. He's definitely going to be back in the league. But just to take this kind of hit and have to all the money to rebuild your image and everything is just, you know, just make better choices. Just be aware of your actions because each day we are – given choices that we could choose to react in a positive way or, you know, hold them when to fold them, you know. That was one of those, you could have just folded them and just, you know, let her just do whatever she was doing and just we wouldn't be talking about you right now, you know what I mean? So, honestly, brother, I really don't know how to really look at this. I see it as sad, especially the need for
it's
black color.
It's almost like how Chris Brown and Rihanna.
Yeah, it's sad. It's a sad situation, man.
Yeah. I mean, but you know, things are repaired in time. You know,
heals all wounds.
Heal in time, because as you see, Chris Brown, Rihanna, they kind of both are bouncing back from that. But you know, but when you're going through it, it is painful, and sometimes you know the consequences. You know, they didn't feel that the consequences were strong enough when they eventually implemented it to him. So they put they turned it on maybe to make an example of him. You know, so
that could happen.
So
that's happening.
So, oh yeah. And then don't get me wrong. I mean, this got as far as the president getting involved and saying, making a comment that you know. He don't believe that a real man don't hit women, you know, and
you shouldn't have to.
Don't get me wrong, but the president get up involved in it, man. It makes it a little bit bigger than, you know, just sad.
Yeah, I hear you. Like, I think we got some bigger issues on the plate, sir. Like, damn that football stuff. Like, focus, make the main thing, brother. You know, I'm all behind you. I voted for you. You know, and I got your back, brother. But make the main thing the main thing. Let TMZ do their job. Let the president do his job. You know what I mean?
In other news, we got Kanye. Kanye is in the news. Kanye is. This is now. I'm just letting you guys know that this news come from TMZ. Kanye West is skating on ice. One more blow up at the paparazzi could mean blowing his probation and going to jail. Woo. So navigating a crowd of selfie-taking fans and photos in an Australian airport while pushing North strollers is basically the ultimate challenge. Can Jesus survive the challenge? So evidently, a lot of those things have gotten him in trouble already, and it can ruin his probation. What's your thoughts on that, sir?
Does the other brother want to chime in?
Yeah. Well, he actually told me just now that he had to drop. He had to go, man.
Okay.
You and me.
All right. Well, we make it happen. We keeping it rolling. Me personally, man, it's kind of like that same situation, man. So you get all this notoriety, it's going to be certain things that are attached to it. Now, I don't don't you want to be living the good life? Like, who cares if they're taking damn pictures of you, you know? Now, if they're jumping over your property and, you know, things like that, then that's a whole nother, you know, that's trespassing. That's a whole nother issue. But when you're a public figure, so out there in the public eye, of course it's going to be people that want to get your picture. And it's just one of those moments. Is that picture going to allow you to lose focus and go off and push a cameraman? Now you losing time in your life, and you might have to pay X amount of money, you know, just for something, you know. I mean, I don't know about – I'm not that big like that. Lord willing, I will be, but you know what? I'm not there yet. So I think he'd be stupid to do something to go to jail over something as simple as that, me personally. But
well,
what do you think?
Don't get me wrong. The paparazzi, man, is a part of your public image. It's part of what makes your dollars grow. People
it's part of the machine.
Yeah, people have an interest in knowing what you do. And don't get me wrong, as an artist, as a producer, anybody who become to celebrity status, star quality, got to know that, hey, when I decided that I wanted to be famous, I had to put all that aside, because reality, that's just the common ground. Paparazzi is going to be there. You can't do nothing about it.
Yeah.
So enjoy and make it a public announcement that I'm a part of this, because reality, it's the name of the game. It's something that you kind of signed up for, and you got to know you signed up for.
That's it. It's attached to the fame. It's attached to the notoriety. It's attached to being a celebrity. It's part of the game. It's really a part of the game. And so saying that, people have to, if you have some anger issues and you trying to go out here and be a public figure, go get some anger management stuff, you know what I mean? Because, yeah, some of them are, you know, not everybody's going to be a nice photographer. Some going to be rude. Some are looking to bait you. Speaking on this tip, man, at one of the places that one of the stages that we get on, some of the people I know we perform on, Back to the Grind in Riverside, it's about 8 businesses in downtown Riverside where these people have literally come through attacking the businesses, saying that they're not up to code as far as handicap accessibility. And so I'm saying that to say that there's predators out here that all they look to do is to get ill-gotten gain. They know the rule book, and they're going around suing people, looking to get these lawsuits. They hit 8 businesses in the same area, and it's like, you have people that are ill, are bad-hearted like that. That's all they look is to try to, you know, entice you, provoke you to do something stupid, you know. So you have to be aware of that. The enemy is real. We have to be aware of that.
Mm-hmm. And then last and not least, I heard this morning, actually on our local radio station, that Mariah Carey and you know, Nick Cannon, they going through a serious feud, and it seems like Mariah is on a warfare to take Nick Cannon down, because she felt that she got him started in some of the major things that he's a part of today.
I mean, I was singing praises for that brother, because I felt like, man, ain't that the way we should be shooting as a young man? Get you one established like that, that's still beautiful and talented, open up all them doors for you, you know. But if your head get too big, because you ain't bigger than Mariah Carey, you know what I mean?
She might have
to burst your bubble. I would say do what you got to do to keep a happy house.
Yeah, but at the same time, you know, I mean, she got over 500 some million.
Yeah.
You know, and this man right here, he's probably, I can't say his network, but let's just a shot in the dark. Let's say he's less than 100 million. You know.
I hear you. That's being very generous too, I would imagine.
I mean, let's just say this. Why she trying to take man money?
A woman's scorned, man. It don't matter. She can have $500 million. She's still gonna take every penny you got. That they say a woman's scorned, man. So don't, you know, Michael Jackson said it best, man. Don't break a young girl's heart. Don't break any woman's heart, you know. sometimes you got to separate and stuff and try to do it as cordially as possible, because it seemed like once they get that red eye, man, it's like they I don't know, the beast comes out, man. The beast is out. You know what I mean? Like, they turn into something, oh, man, you know. So don't scorn them. I'll be praying for that brother, because
be
still got a bad one. She's beautiful. She's beautiful.
Yeah, I agree. Lay on, without a doubt, bro.
Well, and if you mess up, brother, guess who? You got two applicants right here. You know, Mariah, get at me.
I'm not available. I'm married 27
years. Oh, okay. Well, it's just me, girl. Come and get your boy. I'm here. I'm putting it out there. Put it in the atmosphere.
Yeah, you got to put it out there.
Have that, because your ass got.
That's funny, man. All right. And entertainment news, the good, the bad, the ugly. Now back to the topic, man. Tonight, as you know, guys, we're talking about what most artists should know before entering the studio in the recording session. But let's talk about the things that they also need to know once they have done a good quality recording. Things that they need to know before exiting the studio. Should they have a good quality mix? And is this engineer ready to master that song? Or should you come back on another occasion to master the song? Remember, you've been in the studio from 2 to 4 hours, probably 8. Ears get tired. Sometimes you're doing that mix, and your judgment is not the same.
You're totally correct. When you're tired and you're working, your work's going to definitely decline. I would definitely say it all depends, because if you're putting your album together, then hell yeah, you want that stuff mastered. You want to take as much time as you need to get it to the best quality as humanly possible. I would definitely say that. But now if it's something like, oh, you just need something, you're about to jump on stage real quick and you just need the beat just to flow over at some underground hip-hop show, then, you know, it's all good. You know, just have them press, you know, cut and paste it in the USB port and out of here, you know. But you know, ultimately, if your name's on it, you have to determine what kind of quality you want to bring forth. What kind of quality are you presenting to your audience? So say on that tip, I say you want to do the best you can with each opportunity. Each track should be done to the best of human ability, because it all reflects you, you know. But, you know, sometimes people are in rushes, and some people, you know, it's always different. It's a mixed bag, man. It's really a mixed bag. What do you think?
I definitely think it's a mixed bag, but I just say that the mastering part for me, in my opinion, is you have to be, if I'm going to be doing my recording, and I know that we've spent several hours in what you call, I'll pay for another session before mastering. And 9 times out of 10, the same person that engineered it for the mix down of it will not be the same person that mastered it for me, because I like a new set of ears on it that's fresh on my track.
That makes sense.
Get the best out of it. Also, another thing is when leaving, a lot of artists is recording with explicit lyrics today. And this is very important when exiting
two mixes, the clean and the radio and the edit. Yep. I mean,
and your radio and the your radio, I'm gonna say the explicit and your radio edit version.
Yes.
You know, because you want to be prepared for the long term of the track. You know, I find that I hear a lot of good music out there, but a lot of times some radio stations, I'm talking about mainstream radio stations, that's not going to support it, because they know for one, FCC regulates certain things to be on their airways.
Yeah.
Even though a lot of them are pushing the envelope today now. The truth is, especially in the urban market, a lot of them are pushing the envelope, but because things are not being said to them. But reality, to make it marketable, you need to conduct, leave that studio with a nice radio version so it can convey a marketable material that is ready for airplay worldwide.
I totally agree with that, man. And that's the exact same thing that my friend, my friend Edwin Johnson, he runs nonprofit Chords Youth Enrichment. And their whole thing is to empower the kids with the tools that they need to do to make music, to keep them out of the street so they could tap into their creativity and learn how to use these tools that are around them to make a way for them. But one of the key things that he has with all the kids he works with is no cussing on the music. Expand your horizon. You don't have to just use the same words and do say is expand your horizon. I'm like my grandma used to say, you know, if you got to cuss, it means you got a limited understanding, limited vocabulary. Expand your horizons, because you could do way more detail with a few more vivid words than just have to say one cuss word, you know. But that's just me, because I don't want to limit my market. For the music that I try to do, this is what I tell my family. I shoot for the infant and the grandma, because if you can get the grandma and the infant dancing to the music, everybody in between going to be dancing to the music, because who don't like to see the baby dancing? Who don't respect grandma getting out there still doing her thing?
Bro,
you know?
You think just like me, man. Don't get me wrong. That's been my mindset since I was a kid. And it wasn't about creating gospel music. A lot of people say, man, you're gospel because I have a clean product. But it's not necessarily that it's gospel music. I do have a spiritual sense when I write. I've always had it. But I realize that the music that your mom, your grandma, that you can express in front of your grandma, you can express in front of a pastor, you can express in front of the president of a Fortune 500 company, and in front of a baby, is the music that is so marketable that it could be on television scenes, in commercials. It doesn't have a limit. That's my thing. I really truly believe music is meant to be heard and not silenced. So I totally agree. The more language, inappropriate language you put in it, the more ears that's going to be silenced and hearing it, because people are going to protect their children. They're going to protect.
The truth.
You're going to protect what your grandma here. You may be like, oh, even the kids do it. Don't get me wrong. The kids can be playing music. Grandma walk in the room.
They turn it down. Yeah, they turn it down real quick.
Yeah. Because
they know they're supposed to be listening to it in the first place.
Absolutely.
You know?
Guess what? No. Your music just got silent.
I hear you. No more music for today, you know, for real.
I thought music was to be promoted. So I believe
that's probably, and tell me if I'm wrong or not, but I think that's probably the way we've been the way we've been reared, or the people, our parents, the way they raised us.
Oh, absolutely.
Not everybody believes this. Not everybody sees the world from this perspective. But I think when you have people around you that care for you and raised you in a certain direction, that you can see that, if you have too much cussing or it's glorifying twerking all the time or something like that, it's you're going to limit your market, because, you know, the parents, you know, sometimes some of that stuff, you know, sometimes the music is so, you know, has so many suggestive meanings to it that the parents might not know what's going on. But once they hear what's being said, you know, your CD is out the, you know, it's going to be in the trash can, or they ain't going to support you no more. They were going to let the kid go to the show, but now you see your show is like True Life Crew on crack. You know what I mean? Like, they're going to let their kids go to this stuff. So I say
that's what you just said. That's something our artists need to be considering, period. Regardless if it's the artist or the songwriter, you got to look at the market potential and the people that it's going to, you need to be planning ahead on how many people you want to reach. Is it a limited market? Am I just going for those my homies in my neighborhood?
Yeah.
Because if you are, you're right for the homies in your neighborhood.
And
now,
then go ahead and do your thing.
If you were smart about it, you write for the homies in your neighborhood, and you write those same songs, twist it, retwist it, so it could be marketed across the country.
To all the neighborhoods, to the suburbs,
yeah.
To the hood, to the everywhere.
Absolutely.
That's
you
the truth.
Flip the script. If
like,
you're not
yeah.
flipping, you know.
That's yeah. I went to school for marketing, man, and that's the whole thing, man. Business administration, marketing is my concentration, and I see people do that all the time where they limit themselves. Like I'm working with a young lady right now, Brittany Evans. She's a this girl is when I tell you she's a brilliant mind. She's only 18, has her own new headphones coming out called Spark Buds, where the headphones literally you know how people share their earphones, right? One person's got one in their ear, the other one. The headphones literally split into two separate pairs of headphones connected to the same cord. So both people have both earbuds and they both get to get
this. Now, you said the girl came out with this?
This is Brittany Evans. Her website is Spark Buds with a Z on it. They actually reached out to Motivational Realizations to help promote their product. So having her call in on a couple, because I host a radio show as well on the Epiphany Radio Network, Inspirational Factory on Sundays. And so we had her call in there.
What time
and,
do you do that? What time do you do that?
Sunday, 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. That's what time that we
so
do that on the Epiphany Radio Show. It's 3 o'clock our time, 6 o'clock Eastern.
Oh, 6 o'clock Eastern. Oh, okay.
Yeah, it'll be
okay.
6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Man, you
got to
make sure you text me the next time you're on, man. I'll call in.
Definitely,
you know?
Definitely. Thank you, brother. Definitely. Yeah, because that's what I'm seeing everybody doing. We're networking, man. This is nothing but networking. Coming together is enough fish for all of us, man. It's enough for all of us. And let's all build up together, you know, and let's lift our people up, man. And when I say our people, I mean everybody down in this world that draws upon the breath. You know, I don't see the hues. I just see the life in the vessels, man. We all draw upon the air, man. And so let's build together. For those that are positive and want to build up, I'm not messing with the negative, the knuckleheads. I already been down that route, man. And that stuff, you don't want to go down that route. If for those that are right there have a decision, take the positive up and up route. That negative route, man, it's hard. Your life could even be at risk, man. I'll just sum it up like that. Your life could be in jeopardy when you start working with unsavory characters. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I want to touch note, my man, on one thing that I definitely wanted to highlight is before you go into the recording studio and you wanted to go in there and do a cover tune. Make sure you got the proper license in place, because a lot of people go in, they record a song, and a cover tune. You want to sample a song that was out there, not a cover tune. You want to sample a song out there, and you have it, you're ready and fired up for your track, and the track sound hot. But if you haven't got the clearance from the Harry Fox agent on that sample, then you're putting yourself in a hole. You're digging yourself a hole before you even get started.
I totally agree with you, and that's the same thing I tell my cousin Fat Finger Beats. He's great with because we listen to all this old music. We grew up listening to all Nina Simone, Al Jarreau, The Temptations, all the good, just good music, Curtis Mayfield, all of them. And he gets these, like, Barry White tracks, and he makes them so beautiful. It's like, it's beautiful, but like I'm like, bro, yeah, we could do the street hustle with it, man, but ultimately, like, until we get clearance on this stuff, we can't play this stuff on the radio. Yeah, we could street hustle until we get caught, but ultimately, I'm like, create your own original. Make your own music. That's why I love jazz and rock and roll and live music, because it's that free creativity. It's a new sound, something new and unique, not the same stuff just rehashed, reprocessed, chopped and screwed. You know what I mean? It's like, if you had the connections, you get the music clear, then it's all good, but we're not in that position right now. Lord willing, we will be, but we're not there right now. And I want things free-flowing where we could capitalize on it right now. There's no reason that we can't put your original music on SoundCloud, get the West Coast Avengers out here to rap on the track, and we just put it out there, moving it ourselves, free and clear. We don't have to worry about somebody coming back suing us, you know, like, oh, they're suing us for $50,000. We only made $5,000 off of it. You know what I mean? Like, it's just headaches, man. But, you know, everybody got to learn.
Yes, sir. I agree. Thank you, Fiona. I appreciate it, man. We come to that part of the show that we go to the music.
All right.
We have, so we're going to say Dr. A.T. And Rada, take it away. Thanks again, Izzy Young.
No problem, God, brother. God bless.
God bless you, brother.
Hand the flyers out. Let the people see. I'm back in the house.
This is Dr. A.T.
What's up, guys, and welcome to Hip Hop National Rails in the Mix with Dr. A.T. I'm your host.
This is Dr. A.T.
Dr. A.T. Dr. A.T.
Dr. A.T.
You know what this about. Spread the word, you heard? Why hate every time I paint picture? I change minds with the rhymes I'm giving.
This is Dr. A.T.
My aim in the game is to do things different. Next artist to get this bad boy popping.
This is Dr. A.T. Expect yourself.
Put the posters up and the flyers out. Let the people see I'm back in the house to make noise.
This is Dr. A.T.
Spread the word, you heard? Put the posters up. Fly us out, let the people see. I'm back in the house to make noise. Yeah, you know what this about. Spread the word, you heard?
This is Dr. A.T.
See me step in the room with the rock star swag.
This is Dr. A.T.
And the next song is going to be by Mike Militia, Feel So Good.
To be back up on the block with little kids running up like,
well, I'm gonna drop.
trying to get cheese. I guess that's why they keep making their music for the trap. And that's the same reason why they only attracting rats. I'm bringing originality back along with style and class. So you won't see me with a gold grill with a camera splash or sipping my liquor from a champagne glass. Half dressed in a video showing off their ass. Wait a minute, I take that back. I'm probably one of the coolest cats that you would ever want to meet. That can spit intelligence to a beat. And it feels so good to be back up on the top. To see my name up in this castle as the champagne pop. Yeah, feels so good to be back up on the block with little kids running up like,
well, I'm gonna drop.
Feels so good when your phone rings. Yeah. All day nonstop. The Coopers, they trying to and get the knowledge pop. Good. The haters wanna see you play a block, but they can't stop me from getting blocked. And it feels so good.
Next on deck, Jody B, Keep Living.
Them little boys who never had their mama call them. I'm talking to the ones who end up dropping out of college and hustle all day just to make a couple dollars and hoping that you make it just to live another day and crying every night, tears dropping from your face and struggle just to wake up in the morning cause of pain and hoping God sees you on your knees when you pray. Your baby mama tripping, your son's father sipping to another bitch, staying up waiting for a thing about to slip. You lost your only son cause he had to go to war and now you find yourself walking to the liquor store. Same issue, different day is what you're thinking on your mind. Living life without your baby brother cause he's doing time. Ashamed to go to school because the clothes you can't afford. 16 and pregnant, so them niggas call you whore. Keep your head up, little mama, something gotta give. Stay in school, little soldier, you got a life to live. To all them good women stuck living with a bad man. He always quick to hit you, but he never hold your hand. I know you wanna fly away and never have to land. Wanna throw away that big old wedding band. I know you really trying to fight and take a firm stand. I just really wanna tell you that I understand. Yeah, I understand. Yeah, I understand. Yeah, I understand. Yeah, I understand.
soul why I had to lose you. I know you in a better place, but damn G, I need you. Sipping on this Jack, still talking to the preacher. Mom's doing good, I make sure I go and see her. It's been 7 years since that bullet took your life. I'm still feeling like I got stabbed by a knife. Sleeping in the day and staying up all night. If I could just hug you, everything would be alright. And Carol to this day, I never met nobody sweeter. I just hope Mel knows that I really mean it. I'm trying to live my life straight, but I'm steady leaning. I hope you understand. Yeah. I hope you understand. Everything's so far from ever going right. I'm living in darkness, I need to see the light. And all my life I've been putting up a fight. But I gotta keep living. Yeah, y'all gotta keep living. Yeah, yeah, I gotta keep living. Yeah, we all gotta keep living. Sometimes I wish God would just take my life. Cause everything's so far from ever going right. I'm living in darkness, I need to see the light. And all my life I've been putting up a fight. But I gotta keep living. Yeah, yeah, we gotta keep living. Yeah, just keep living. Yeah, yeah, I gotta keep living. Yeah.
In the mix with Dr. Ray T. Kemi Hearn on the Spreaker channel. www.spreaker.com/listen. Hip Hop National Radio. Next on deck is A.Y. Lee, My Way, a Bionic production.
A.Y., what up, baby? You got my back on this?
Yeah.
All right, well, we just go run through this thing. Come on.
I've got that fire, my one.
Patiently waiting, it's so frustrating. Watching the less talented capture what I've been chasing. Then others hang on to every word like they the messiah. There is none higher, but on the contrary, I'm so sick and scary. So call for a citywide evac before I snap and your whole system collapse. Cause in order to rebuild, I must first sit down. And my sound is so profound, I could be world renowned. But I'm being suppressed like a muzzle on a barrel of a robbery and bordet. But still I pray, and still I say, I got next while they continue to play. And I continue to return day after day, but the results are still the same. What am I to do? I build my own court, I make my own rules. Put the game how I see fit, I will not lose.
That fire, my one desire. I've been doing that as my resume has shown. Am I better off alone? Cause my style is homegrown. Influence on me is very limited. But for you it's like you that freshman kid with no ends and no friends. They did whatever it took to try to fit in, but never did. You're losing a long one cause you're thinking for sprint. Passing by them pennies and forget dollars are made from cents. You're telling no business bits so you can't see. You're about to drive into the abyss of mediocrity. Cause let you fall back, you better smarten up. Cause all brown nose and get you two girls in one cup. And that's not what's up. I'm so far ahead that Joneses can't catch up. I'm what? That fire, my one.
I've learned it's not who does it first, but who does it bigger. Just like women, it's not who's cuter, but who's got the better figure. Go figure, all the rigmarole and who jumping means nothing if these cats keep lunching. So as long as you keep pine hopping, you'll never be chart-topping. Tell me why. A few years back, mad caps was walking around with an East Coast swag.
And now they got a Southern drawl, throwing auto-tune on all their songs. Can't tell me why dudes don't wanna pay for the beats that have changed the game and make their style concrete. With current is past, me, I pass. Enhance in advance while you trying to make a new dance.
That fire, my one desire.
Next on deck is Lil E, Living Life.
Yeah, yeah. It's your boy, E. Play. They ain't know I was gonna make it. I'm just laughing one time. But check me out. I'm living life good. Yeah, yeah. Hey, E,
Play. I'm living life good. Born and raised in the hood.
I'm the greatest, but really I am a hero. Selling tapes, getting racks without having to sell dough. But even if I go broke, then I'ma have to sell some more. I'm trying to get my name out there, cause no one know it's like I don't exist in this world. See, I'm not invisible, I stand my ground like a statue. I'm something that's visual, picture me in your gallery, even in your collage. I'm different from these other rappers, so I don't camouflage. I try to do my best to get shows, and when it happen, I wear my best clothes. Shirt tie slacks with my best clothes. When life get hard like concrete, I just plant my 10 toes, but nobody knows I'm growing up like tall afros. Until they look at me and then they look in my eyes, and then they start to realize that I'm not a disguise. It's really me, Mr. E, R, I to the C. But my stage name is E Classy, baby.
I'm living life good, born and raised.
That's why I'm so cold. No need to get myself together, cause I'm already thrown. We're living a life that's under control. I'm just trying to get to the point where I can have money to flow. See, I'm the youngest rapper that most of these people don't know. But when it comes down to play football, shout out to my boy Joe. That was his sport, and the only thing he had on his mind, he was just moving too fast instead of taking his time. I try to make the right decisions in life instead of doing wrong, even if it takes me a week to spend some days alone. I mean, to get my mind right, cause see my swag already tight, and all I have to do now is just grind all night. I'm just trying to do my best, and that's real, cause I'm hungry for this game. All I need is a full meal. I'm a talented young man who was blessed with a great skill. He class reporting to you live, for real.
On deck is Big Moochie with a new hotline club dance called Baka Shuffle.
Hey, I need everybody to report to the dance floor right now for this one here, baby.
Uh-oh, it's Big Moochie, baby.
Big Moochie.
Homie's MC.
Hey,
check this out. I got this new live dance hustle, you hear me? Just going out to all my bikers all across the world. We gon' call this here the Baka Shuffle.
Let's go. Now walk into your ride. Now move it on up, move it on up. Now walk into your leg. Now bring it on back, bring it on back. Now kick, with it, kick, with it. Hop out in, now kick, with it. Step to your right, now slide, with it. Turn to your leg.
down for all my MCs. Now walk it to your right. Now move it on up, move it on up. Now walk it to your left. Now bring it on back, bring it on back. Now kick with it, kick with it. Hop out in, now kick with it. Step to your right, now slide with it. Turn to your left with it. Walk it.
All right now, come on. What I'm about to do right now. Matter of fact, I'm just gonna be quiet and I'm gonna give y'all a little cheat sheet on this dance right here. Hey, y'all know how it go down, man. We gon' see if y'all can do this without me speaking all the way through. Is y'all ready?
Hey,
hey,
well, let's go. Now walk into your right. Now walk into your left. Now kick, kick. Hop out in, now kick. Step to your right now. Turn to your left. Walk into your right. Now walk into your left. Now
bring it on.
Now kick, kick, hop out in, now kick,
come on,
step to your right now,
woman, come on.
Turn to your left, yeah. It's the biker shuffle, it's the biker shuffle,
it's the biker shuffle,
baby. It's the biker shuffle, it's the biker shuffle, do the biker shuffle, do the biker shuffle, do the biker shuffle, do the biker shuffle. Now walk into your right, now move it on up. Move it on up, now walk it to your left. Now bring it on back, bring it on back. Now kick, with it, hop out in. Now kick, with it, step to your right. Now slide, with it, turn to your left. Walk it to your right. Now move it on up, now walk it to your left. Now bring it on back, bring it on back. Now kick, with it, hop out in. Now kick, with it, step to your right. Now slide, with it, turn to your left. With it.
It's the king of line dance, baby. It's Big Moochie, baby.
Next on deck is Animal Flavor. We are human beings.
Come on, come on,
come on. Yeah.
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 Come on, come on.
Yeah.
Yeah, these clouds arouse my desire for life.
Yeah,
I did just add some spice. Taking the stars, what is wrong is right.
Yeah,
vice versa, we can't bring back the hands of time.
Yeah,
productivity unlocked daily.
Yeah,
in togetherness, I believe it's the master of plans.
Yeah,
for eternity, say you, yeah. Say me,
yeah.
Fingerprints, a firm grip,
yeah.
My Lord is a master,
yeah.
I was born equipped with this arithmetic,
yeah.
Words of wisdom,
yeah.
Witness to the blind, leading the blind,
yeah.
Behind to bless to stress,
yeah.
With this prophecy,
yeah.
I prophesy,
yeah.
Ignorance is kind,
yeah.
Inviting us with a smile,
yeah.
Is it love or lust? Moving forward,
yeah.
Turn, then unwind,
yeah.
Two steps,
yeah.
With each breath I breathe,
yeah.
Together we will achieve,
yeah.
Feel strong about this belief,
yeah.
I believe in equality, yeah.
Yeah.
We all human beings, yeah.
Yeah.
We all human beings howling,
yeah.
Like a wolf in the still of the night, a beast.
Yeah.
Playing this out, matching the pieces, transforming my reality,
yeah.
Enabling the growth of the supreme being. 1, 2,
yeah.
10,
yeah.
Make sure the thief of time,
yeah.
Doesn't snatch your mind, spiraling out of control, your soul,
yeah.
Our Lord shall console,
yeah.
Yeah,
yeah.
Straight and narrow, not just the bow, I am the arrow. With
yeah.
These blessings, I do travel,
yeah.
Steady through the universe,
yeah.
Frequently do I converse with the master's degree in infinity,
yeah.
Setting for nothing more or nothing less,
yeah.
Because together we will achieve equality, yes Lord,
yeah.
We are all human beings, yeah.
Yeah,
we are human beings. Come on,
yeah,
cause together we will achieve,
yeah.
I stand firm in this belief, equality, yes Lord, we all,
yeah.
We all human beings,
yeah.
For six, get ten.
Yeah,
I check once, then twice, then turn.
Yeah,
off fire. I be pouring out love on each of your foreheads.
Yeah,
blessed to be.
Yeah,
yeah, equality.
Yeah,
yes, Lord, we all human beings.
Yeah,
yeah, equality.
Yeah,
yes, Lord. Human being.
Next on deck is Shergy, Lovely Day.
Another tour through the new music industry on Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop. Hip Hop. Hip Hop.